The views expressed on the Buckmaster Radio program are not necessarily the views of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster, along with John Couch. John on the other side of the glass, engineering and producing the show for us here on the Buckmaster Show. And together, we welcome you to Buckmaster on Monday. It's August the 12th, 2019. You're listening to 1030, Tucson's voice for trusted news talk. We have our worldwide live listening on my website, buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. All of the podcasts available in the archive, 24/7. You listen on your schedule at buckmastershow.com. If you would like to join in the conversation today on the live line, 790-2040. Every Monday, we begin the Buckmaster Show with our Monday political face-off featuring our team of commentators. This week, seated to my... Well, actually, he's seated to my
We're
left.
Opposite.
Oh, okay. That's very good. Okay.
Hey, I'll be the blue guy today, and he can there be the red go. Guy today. Let's see how he handles it.
I didn't even want to say...
Too hard.
I didn't even want to say the word because you... Yeah, seated to my... There you go. Bruce Ash, now in the fourth term as Republican National Committeeman for Arizona. Mr. Ash also is hosting a very popular weekend program called Inside Track, Saturday afternoon from 1 to 2 here on 1030, The Voice, your trusted news talk station. Aaron Rottenstein is with us. Aaron, just back from Maui, former treasurer of the Pima County Democratic Party. Good to see you, Aaron. You got a little color over in the islands.
A little bit of color. Yeah, it's good to see you too.
Enjoyed your Facebook post. What a lovely family, you and the wife. Two beautiful children. And the children traveled, can we say, fairly well?
They did pretty good for a 4 and 2-year-old on their first long-haul flights. We were pretty proud of them.
There you go. Try to keep them busy on the long-haul flight, or hopefully they fall asleep. Or
iPads.
There you go. All right. The Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Family-owned and run since 1985. The Buckmaster Collection of Old Prints. And there are a couple of really nice maps there as well. Go on sale. On view this Saturday at 10 a.m., that's when it all starts. There are about 24 items, all at very fair prices. I think the price range, about $75 to $100. 100% of my proceeds will be donated to the Friends of Pima Animal Care. It's the Buckmaster Collection of Antique Prints and Maps, Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. Bruce, you're a big fan of Moe's, and you know they'll do this thing right.
Oh, I know that. In fact, you're probably not even paying for the cost of framing for most of this stuff.
No,
and, because a lot of work he does is very elaborate, and you know the cost here that you've discussed.
It's very low. It's very minimal cost, and I'm
hoping... It's for a good cause.
Yeah, it's a good cause, hoping to write, you know, a nice check. It won't be a huge check, but I'm hoping to write a nice check over to Friends of Pima Animal Care. That's the support organization for the Pima Animal Care Center. Let's begin today. Aaron, you're in the financial services business, so you've been following very closely what's been happening with the trade war between the U.S. and China. A lot of people are very confused and don't really understand why the Trump administration felt this was necessary. Weren't things okay, at least, with China relations before we started all of this?
Things were kind of at a status quo. I mean, there have been some long simmering tensions between us and China, including things that are, you know, truthfully pretty important, like intellectual property protection and things like that. You know, you mentioned that it was differences between the American public and the Trump administration. There were actually some pretty strong differences in the Trump administration, too. This trade war that we're in and these, you know, rounds of tariffs that Donald Trump keeps tweeting into existence are largely a product of him and only him. This is in complete disagreement to a lot of the economic staff that he's got, in total disagreement to Republicans and Democrats on Capitol Hill, the business community, the farm community, consumers all over America.
What do you think about it, Bruce?
Well, I agree with Aaron. And look, Aaron's a financial analyst, and he, you know, knows this on a very, very high level. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I take a lot of stock in what he said. The matter of intellectual property theft is a huge issue. And, you know, we probably were, according to Secretary of Treasury Steve Mnuchin and Trade Ambassador Robert Lighthizer, we probably were 80 or 90% along the way in terms of working out all the substantive issues with respect to tariffs and entry into markets and so on. The real problem is on a enforcement regime and a compliance regime, which the Chinese have thus far really refused to do. And in fact, they've said, we'll just wait until the 2020 election's over before
It's not just the Chinese. We're all waiting until the 2020 election.
I don't know that that's the fact, but again, I defer to you. My information is we're still trying very hard to make an agreement. And actually, it's the Chinese who probably are suffering the most from the trade embargo and the trade tariffs, because their economy has greatly slowed down. And when you combine that with the fact that they never were willing to create a private banking system or an independent legal system, they don't have some of the capabilities that other countries around the world have in these sorts of matters.
I've heard that line that, you know, the Chinese are probably being hurt by this more. And I got to be honest, it really, really bothers me. We're being hurt here in America. The average family is going to pay another $1,000 a year for the goods that they buy just normally because of these tariffs. We're putting out more to farmers, and these aren't family farmers. These are huge farming conglomerates in the form of bailouts. Then we're taxing Americans on these tariffs to come back. Our economy, Donald Trump promised us 5%, 6% GDP growth. We're barely getting half of that. And so I don't really care whether the Chinese are winning and losing in this. Americans all across the country, big business, normal families, we're all losing.
Okay, so this is where Aaron and I would differ. Aaron and his friends want to think that everybody in America is struggling, and that things aren't very good, and nobody has a job, and unemployment is high, and incomes are down, and property values are down. The case is exactly the opposite. I definitely do agree that farmers are being hit probably the most significantly by the Chinese. And in fact, they agreed to buy a whole bunch of soy product from American farmers. And they decided after making that agreement that they would back off of that agreement, which is really par for the course in terms of how the Chinese have handled themselves in trade negotiations, not just in the last couple of years, but for several decades.
The response, many believe, Aaron, that China's response so far has been fairly modest and measured, considering the situation. And I'm just curious, why do you think the Chinese haven't gone all out on what they could do? They're still holding some arrows in the quiver.
Yeah, I think most reasonable actors, and, you know, up until the last couple of years, the U.S. could have been considered part of that group, but most reasonable actors don't want to see a, you know, global trade war. It's been working really well for economies all over the world for fair and freer trade. It's something that up until the last 2 years, the U.S. was really kind of a leader in propagating across the world. And I don't think anyone wants to, you know, see the gains and the growth that we've had since 2009, the longest economic expansion in U.S. history. I don't think anyone wants to see that go away, except maybe Donald Trump.
Wow. And why would Donald Trump be interested in that going to pot?
I honestly have no idea, Bruce.
Then why would you say something like that?
Maybe he believes it.
Why do you believe that?
Yeah, I assume he believes it.
Besides the fact that you believe it, what are the facts that support that?
I don't think Donald Trump has spent enough time learning about the economy to do anything right for it.
Oh, right. Okay, well, a guy who's worth at least $1 billion apparently doesn't know anything about business. Look.
He knows a lot about being born into wealth.
Wow. So now this is sort of class warfare.
It's absolutely not class warfare.
On top of never answering the question that was originally posed to you. Look, here's what...
What has Donald Trump done to strengthen the American economy?
Let me finish. Here's what Aaron believes in. He believes that...
I'm dying to know.
That the status quo...
I'm dying to know.
And if you want to be a smartass, you know, we're not going to have this conversation, Aaron. What Aaron believes in is that the status quo, which has been significant intellectual property theft, a barrier to entry by American companies, by hijacking American companies who do invest in China and create new businesses there, and over a period of time have to contribute, as they call it, all of their intellectual property and all of their assets to the Chinese government, to these state-owned businesses, he thinks that's fair. In addition, there is no free and fair trade anywhere in the country, anywhere in the world, when it comes to China and their other trading partners. And, you know, sure, we would like to trade more with China, not just buying products from them. We'd like to be able to sell more products, which we have plenty of, to sell to China. This has not been a very good situation. And yes, there will be some short-term repercussions for it. But in the long run, and even in the intermediate run, Aaron, I think that we will be a much stronger economy as a result of it.
Then how come nobody else seems to agree with you, Bruce?
Nobody else?
Nobody else.
Nobody in the entire world. Nobody in the entire country.
I haven't seen a single financial analyst say that they don't think that this is teetering toward recession.
You need to read more than what you've been reading.
All right. On that note, by the way, Bruce, you said this is what Aaron believes. Did he characterize what you believe fairly accurate?
No, but well,
just,
kind of
you said it.
Point.
I just repeated what you said.
All right, guys, let's take a break right here. Mo's Framing and Gallery presenting our Monday political face-off. Also, I want to tell everybody about my favorite bakery in town. That's Mona's Danish Bakery, home of the Danish Kringle. Aaron, that's up by your office, I believe.
Just a couple of blocks away.
Northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise, so it's very convenient for you if you want to go over there for lunch sometime. But we were there for breakfast yesterday, had a great breakfast. And here's the good news, gentlemen. The place was packed, which is...
When I was there for breakfast, it was also packed.
So the place was packed, and that was great news. We went in there about 10 o'clock. For breakfast, and every table was occupied, so the word is getting out. Mona's is the place for your breakfast. The grill is up and running, up and ready to go at 6:30 each morning. Mona'sDanishBakery.com. Also a link at BuckmasterShow.com. We'll be right back with Bruce Ash and Aaron Rottenstein. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. This is Bill Buckmaster encouraging you to fly from Tucson International Airport. When you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. A new study shows the Tucson Airport Authority's annual economic impact is $7.4 billion, with almost $1 billion of that from visitors flying into the airport. Fly Tucson, and airlines will respond with more flights, bringing more visitors, benefiting all of us. Type in TUS when you book your next flight and fly Tucson. The Regional Transportation Authority has a 35-member Citizens Advisory Committee working to identify transportation priorities for the region and will be seeking public input on those priorities before too long. These priorities will help guide development of an RTA continuation plan. The current RTA plan and half-cent excise tax will continue through June 2026. To sign up for RTA updates, visit rtamobility.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Green Things is a family-owned and operated plant nursery serving Tucson since 1970. Open daily at 3384 East River Road, Green Things is chock full of plants and pottery from around the world. Green Things is also now home to Zocalo, featuring fine Mexican and South American imports spread over five buildings on the 13-acre Green Things property. For more, visit greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show, and we start the Buckmaster Show each week with our Monday political face-off. We've been doing that since we began the radio show in January of 2011. We also had it on the my TV show forever. We had the face-off, and I think Bruce Ash has been one of the regulars on the TV and the radio show for, like, since time began. I don't know, a couple of decades.
I know I look that old.
A couple of decades.
Certainly since 2007.
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, Bruce Ash.
And that was your show.
Yes, it was.
Was one of, if not the best, locally produced news shows of any type on any station here in Southern Arizona. And forever. And it was consistently that way. You did it 5 days a week. Mm-hmm. And the proof is in the pudding. They've never been able to replicate what you did since then. And it doesn't mean
it was a live program.
It
too.
Doesn't mean that they're not doing good work. Right. But
no,
that show,
Channel
that
6.
Show was unbelievable.
Well, thank you very much. Bruce Ash here and Aaron Rottenstein. We were talking in the first segment about the trade war. And I'm going to leave it in a second, but you think it's going to get worse, Bruce and Aaron, as far as tariffs?
I think it will. There'll be additional tariffs that go on online September 1st on about $300 billion worth of Chinese goods. And what's ending up happening is companies are beginning to leave China. That will be more prevalent as the situation goes on, but also Americans are buying products from other countries, and we're working on a very significant deal right now with the UK. They're looking for trading partners as an exit from the European Union. So, this is not a one-track sort of a policy. There's lots of different things that are going on all at one time.
And but Aaron, this is a political season. We're coming up on 2020. I would think President Trump should be aware that if the economy, and namely the market, goes south, and there was, I think, Bank of America today, economists said there is now a 1 in 3 chance that we will go into recession before the end of the year.
Yeah, every analyst that I've read over the last couple of weeks is saying if they take this 10% tranche that goes in September and turn it into 25, that will put us into a recession, and just keeping it at 10 is teetering. It's a dangerous place for the president to be going into this election. Really, the only thing keeping him alive right now is the economy, which, you know, hasn't tanked yet. But we've never had a president go into an election with this high of a negative favorability. We've never had a president go into an election where the majority of likely voters are saying they will not vote for him. If this last, lifeline form starts to fray, I don't know what his prospects are going to be in 2020.
Because the economy is one of the selling points, right, Bruce, for Republicans right now?
There's lots of selling points. I think China is a big deal. And there's lots of wild cards in it. One of them is the situation in Hong Kong. The United States has tried to actually play sort of a middleman in this, not allowing things to get worse than where they're at. But the Chinese, all they have to do in Hong Kong is agree to the representative style of government that they agreed to one country, two systems, two systems, one country agreement back several years ago, and that situation would be over. That's all this group wants. So, you know, I'm hopeful that the situation in Hong Kong does improve.
It's getting very serious. The international airport was completely shut down.
I've been in that airport. Yeah. That terminal where you saw the picture online.
Just wall-to-wall people.
Is enormous.
How many people had to be
75,000 people in that terminal.
Oh, my goodness.
It was elbow to elbow.
And, of course, Hong Kong is the financial capital of Asia.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is big time. Let's switch gears here for the remainder of 5 minutes or so. Aaron, what's your take as a young Democrat on this field of candidates? I guess it's going to be widowed down a little bit, right?
Yeah, you know, we're at this is probably about as many candidates as...
Well, we had 24 or something.
24, 90, 20, who knows?
I know.
For a young Democrat, I think it's kind of exciting. For the first time in my life, we have a lot of choices, which is, something that the Republicans got a few years ago.
Yeah, because you go back, there's always pretty much been one or two. Clintons.
Yeah. 92, once Gary Hart got out, a little bit of unwieldy primary, but that was, I'm going to date myself here, I was in elementary school at that point, so this will be the first time that I kind of have an open race to vote in.
Gosh, I had two kids by then. What do you think?
I was
about
in
that?
Elementary school with one of them.
For some reason, I think it wasn't 92 on Gary Hart. I actually think that was back in the 80s.
Was it 88 with Gary Hart?
I think so, because
yeah,
I had
right.
not yet come
right.
to this.
I still had two kids.
I had not yet come to this market. I was up in the Bay Area when all that was happening with Gary Hart, and I left there in 88. So it's got to be in the late 80s. But that's kind of the last time there was quite a field, right?
Yeah, because since then it's really kind of been Republicans have historically kind of been the party that it's suggested was like this, where there was an heir apparent and kind of an insurgent. But for quite a while now, that's really been the way that the Democratic primary is shaped up. And so it's exciting to see we've got some real choices. It's exciting to see Democrats have kind of, I think, filled the vacuum in terms of coming up with some new ideas for what, America in a competitive 21st century can look like.
The language has got to get, there was some piece, I think it was the Washington Post, over the weekend saying Trump is such a master of the language, Bruce Ash, you know, talking in a populist way to people. And the Democrats have been really wonky, kind of wonky and not really the message, not maybe getting through to, quote, the common man, so to speak.
Well, I'm not sure that the direction is to the common man. I think the direction is to definitely a left of center crowd. And I'm not sure that they're going to be successful with that. It is very interesting watching the right of center Democrats, Bullock and Delaney, probably Tulsi Gabbard, I think to a certain degree,
who got called up for military service going over, I think, to Indonesia.
Hey, and that's I think that's a great thing for her,
right?
You know, as a candidate. There's a real dichotomy. And even if you look sort of at the middle, you know, with Joe Biden is being, pushed to the left, but Delaney and Gabbard and Bullock really have kind of maintained their status as right of center candidates. Williamson, she's a delight to everybody. She's talking about unicorns and popsicles. So, who knows?
Who is emerging, Aaron? I mean, the polls keep showing Biden holding on, but, I don't think any of that means anything until we actually get some voting in the primary.
I would agree with that. And we saw it kind of in 2008 where Hillary really kept a strong national base of support. And then you saw Barack Obama win what was kind of a three-way race in Iowa, keep it really close in New Hampshire, and then started to pull away once South Carolina came into play. And I wouldn't be surprised if, Joe Biden does have some trouble in the first couple of states if you don't see something similar. We're very, very early into this, and I wouldn't blame anyone, a good Democrat or occasional voter, for not having watched four nights of debates in July of the off year leading into the presidential cycle.
Viewership was 0.1, I think, no, it was like 0.5%. of people that were actually watching, number two, the debates. How many are there going to be? Do you recall?
We've got another set four, which is going to have some more stringent requirements coming up in a month. And then the following month, there's going to be another set with the similar stringent requirements. But the idea is by October, there'll probably be another candidate or two that's able to qualify.
Where
for are them.
The Dems meeting for their national convention this year, in 2020? Do you recall?
I don't.
Okay.
No.
Bruce, you know Chris? Where the Republicans are meeting, because weren't you just there?
I think they're meeting in Milwaukee.
Weren't you just at the site?
We were in Charlotte, and boy, you know, you guys had it there in 2012. They're a great host city. It's a great venue. The arena itself, as well as there's like 150 different places where different events can take place, and the hospitality there is great. And we met some fabulous people. I actually, Aaron, you'll be interested. I probably talked to more Democrats in Charlotte than I did Republicans during the 5 days that I was there. It was
Why?
A great. Well, because we were doing community projects in town, and meeting also with members of the host committee, most of which are not Republicans. And I made it a point to only talk to Democrats because I wanted to get their take on what was going on, as well as, you know, meeting with other community leaders, you know, even in restaurants and different places like that. It was a lot of fun.
All right. Aaron, thank you very much for coming in. Aaron,
it's always a pleasure.
With us representing the Dems, and Bruce Ash, the Republicans. Thank you, Bruce.
Sure.
The Monday Political Face-Off, presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985. If you get a chance, starting Saturday morning and running through the last Saturday in September, if you're anywhere near Moe's over at Fort Lowell and Dodge, check out what they are doing with some beautiful old maps and prints that I have donated and put up for sale so I can raise a little bit of money for the Friends of Pima Animal Care. So check that out. The sale and the viewing will begin on Saturday morning at 10. If you'd like to see a few of the examples of what's available, just go to Facebook and put in Moe's Gallery, and I think they've got 15 of the 23 or so images up there. Give you kind of a taste of what we are talking about at Moe's, and that begins again Saturday morning. All right, we'll be right back on Buckmaster on 1030 The Voice, trusted local news talk. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Vets working hard to save wildlife covered in cactus spines. A skunk left for dead, miraculously saved by a caring citizen. Those are just a couple of the headlines from the nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Center, where thousands of animals are cared for each year at its state-of-the-art Far East Side Tucson facility. Rescue, rehab, and release. The Tucson Wildlife Center, saving wildlife for more than two decades. Donate online at TucsonWildlife.com or call 290-WILD.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Hey, it's Matt Russell from the Buckmaster Show.
And this is Ryan Hansen from Bon Voyage Travel.
I am so pumped to be partnering with Bon Voyage on my next culinary and cocktail cruise.
This is definitely a cruise for foodies as you experience the Mediterranean on Celebrity Cruises.
And the private excursions that your team has arranged for us? I mean, come on, an ouzo distillery tour in Greece? A food and wine day on Malta?
We'll handle everything, so all you and your guests need to do is eat, drink, and be happy.
Go to bvtravel.com/Matt Russell to learn more.
As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road, and on the web, flowersrieger.com.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show on 1030 The Voice. We are your source in Southern Arizona for trusted news talk. It's time for our monthly interview segment featuring the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona. These folks are so conscientious. I think they're probably the best BBB in the United States, very well respected. Miriam Cruz is the Director of Communication and Consumer Affairs and Marketing and all sorts of things for the BBB. She wears several hats. Miriam, always a pleasure to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Likewise. Thanks for having us.
Did you have a good weekend?
Had an awesome weekend.
Perfect. Yeah. Dory has come in too. Dory Stolmaker,
yes,
the owner of Distinctive Cleaning and Maintenance Services Incorporated. Dory is among the board members of the BBB, and this is a really important group to the BBB, isn't it, Miriam?
Right. So we have over a dozen board members here in a Southern Arizona chapter, and they're just awesome individuals, business owners here in Southern Arizona who really embody and also support our mission of really helping us spread awareness about ethics and business and, you know, making sure that we keep the marketplace ethical here.
Tell me a little bit about Distinctive, Dory. How did the whole business come about? And I understand you come from a cleaning background.
I do.
That's kind of, there's cleaning's been in your blood, so to speak, right? Your family was involved.
Yes. Yeah, so the cleaning business was started many, many years ago back in New Jersey, and my parents had the cleaning company for over 20 years.
Was it called Distinctive?
It was.
Whoa.
Yes. Yeah, so the name and the logo of the company is a registered trademark.
Uh-huh.
So it's my heritage.
Yeah.
And so growing up, helping out my parents once in a while, cleaning, and then my parents sold the company and moved out here, and then I started the business back in 2007 here.
But you also did some time down in South Carolina, right?
I did. So yeah. We opened a parent company in Myrtle Beach in South Carolina for 5 years.
How'd that go?
So it was very busy.
Mm-hmm.
We had about 155 vacation rentals that were part of that business.
Had to be serviced. Yeah, that's a lot.
It's a lot of cleaning Saturdays and Sundays.
You know, I was just looking at your T-shirt, Distinctive, and it is a distinctive logo. Could you kind of describe it to our listeners?
So the logo is a hand with a cufflink.
Right.
And a feather duster dusting off the distinctive word. My parents.
Kind of that echoes that, like a butler kind of doing some cleaning with the duster. Go ahead. You were saying your parents?
My parents' friends actually developed this logo for them.
Wow.
Something 30-something years ago.
It's distinctive.
Very, yeah.
So it fits with distinctive. How is your business doing here in town?
Great. I love it. I stay busy all the time. I have great people that work for me. I adore my customers. Some customers have been with me from the beginning of the business, and I have no complaints.
There is cleaning and there is cleaning. You're using really, this is kind of top of the line materials, right? Tell our listeners a little bit about your products and what your really approach is to cleaning.
So my approach to cleaning is that your home shouldn't have to have a spring cleaning if you have a cleaning company.
Mm-hmm.
Bottom line.
Right.
So it's maintaining from the ceiling fans to the baseboards the cycle of cleaning. That's why it's called maintenance.
Because most people, if you just kind of do it yourself, oh, I won't worry about getting on a little step ladder or something to dust off the top of the ceiling fans. Am I right there, Mary?
Right.
You know, you don't do that extra touch that a professional like Dory would think about doing.
Correct.
Yeah.
And I've done a lot of research on cleaning products, and the company that I use for my cleaning products are, it's commercial grade. Mm-hmm. So they are environmentally safe and friendly. And there's a blend of those products that we use to accommodate cleaning most of clients' homes. And then I also make my own humanly safe cleaning products for just really being environmentally aware of what you're using in
your
home. And
people who are sensitive to chemicals.
Correct.
You have to think about that, I know.
Bleach.
Right? Bleach, right?
Ammonias, you know, different types of, you know, harsh, you know, calcium.
Is calcium a big deal, calcium removal in this town? That's kind of your...
It's my niche.
Yeah.
There's not a shower that I cannot conquer.
Really?
Yes. Absolutely.
With your special blend of materials?
Yes.
Hmm.
There's a process where I actually heat up the calcium
right
on the shower doors, and that is what removes and takes off the calcium.
Wow.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She shared a very impressive photo with me with the before and after. And I'm like, wow, that is incredible.
Yeah.
But, and it's also her passion. So I think that's why she's so good
at
it.
I know. I can just hear how passionate she is about this. She's really passionate about cleaning. She's passionate about the BBB. What do you like about the BBB? Has it been good for you?
It has. I joined the board to educate myself and to learn more about what the BBB offers to the community. And what I enjoy about it the most is really learning from all the other business owners and being able to take away from different conversations and
sharing
board
with
meetings.
Them, sharing and networking with
yes.
them.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And so you're a big supporter of BBB, and I assume with your business with Distinctive, you like to prominently display the BBB logo.
Yes. Yep.
I
yes.
mean, that's part of it, because talk about trust. People really buy into it, and they should, the whole BBB concept, right, Miriam?
Exactly. So I think that is a very good thing to point out, the fact that when people are looking for trustworthy businesses
right.
out there, just kind of look for that BBB seal.
I know I do, and I think a lot of people do. I just grew up with BBB. It seems like BBB's been around forever. I don't really know. I would guess probably over 100 years.
Exactly,
am
yes.
Am I right?
Yes, you're absolutely right.
100 years. I did want to mention about Dory Stolmaker, who is the owner of Distinctive Cleaning and Maintenance, that she really is a outstanding marathon runner. She qualified and ran in the 2017 New York Marathon and the Boston Marathon, and she's done 12 marathons in 3 years, and she's really an avid walker, runner. She gets out every day, and she also went down to Rio de Janeiro. Is that correct?
I did.
Yeah, how did that go?
I traveled by myself.
Whoa.
There for the Olympics.
And because Rio, I've been to Rio, and it can be a little bit dicey as far as safety.
I believe with the Olympic.
Yeah, they probably were, maybe not everybody was on their best behavior.
Definitely. And people in the airport coming, I mean, everybody just had this camaraderie, this single thing in common, and people were so helpful, and you could just, anywhere I went, people were communicating and asking questions and giving information, and the volunteers there were so helpful, and it was an amazing experience.
What about your dog?
My dog.
Mm-hmm. You have a Great Dane.
I do, and today is his birthday.
His name is Bolt.
Oh,
yes.
Happy birthday, Bolt.
Yeah, and do you like to travel with the dog in the RV?
So, yes. And when I traveled to New York, I actually converted my minivan.
Wait a minute.
Into
to
a
do
little...
the New York Marathon, you drove back to New York?
Yes, 5 weeks.
With the dog?
Yes.
Whoa.
Yes, and so we stopped at different locations along the way.
Road trip.
That's awesome.
Wow, that is awesome.
Yes.
How old is Bolt?
Bolt is 4 today.
Okay.
He will be 4.
I wish you had brought him in. I'm a huge supporter of animals. But anyway, I'm also a big supporter of BBB, and I'm glad that you are doing what you're doing, Dory. Where can people find out more about your business? Do you have a website?
I do. They can go to www.dmscleaningservices.com.
Mm-hmm. And do you do all types of businesses and residential?
Yes. So the commercial ranges from daily, weekly, biweekly. The residential, I do move-ins, move-out cleanings.
Where some people are moving out and they're like, hey, I'd like to get my security deposit back.
Yes.
And I want to make sure that it's done professionally so they can't say, well, you just, it looks like you maybe ran a vacuum over this. I'm going to withhold your $500 or whatever. You'll take care of it. Make sure they get their cleaning deposit back.
Yep. Weekly, biweekly, monthly. We've even done hauling to remove items from houses.
Wow.
Sounds like, do it all.
Sounds like a great business. Distinctive Cleaning and Maintenance Incorporated, and the owner has been with us, Dory Stolmaker, and she is really doing a great job, not only with her business, but her running and her traveling, just having a good time, right? Where are you off to next? Where would you like to go in the van?
Well, okay, so you're sitting down?
Yeah.
Okay.
National parks?
I'm making it national news. I'm committing myself. So in 2021, I turned 50.
Okay.
In January. And that year, I'm going to run 50 marathons in 50 states when I turn 50.
Are you kidding?
Wow.
Wow.
We'll have to follow that.
You're
going to
do 50 marathons in 50 states.
When I'm 50 for that that whole year.
Oh, my gosh. Whoa. We'll have to come back and get a progress report, Dory, on how you're doing. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
All right. And Miriam Cruz, always a pleasure to see you. Give us a plug for the BBB. Your website is?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Please visit us at bbb.org or give us a call. We're more than happy to share information about trustworthy businesses in Southern Arizona.
What about mixers? Anything you want to plug coming up?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. I almost forgot. We have a mixer coming up Tuesday, August 20th, and it is at Top Golf. It is free. Our sponsor is the Hopman Group. So please mark your calendars. We'll love to see you 5 to 7, Top Golf, August 20th.
And Dora, you've been to some of the mixers, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
I've sponsored a couple as well.
Very good. All right. Thank you very much, Dory and Miriam. It was fun talking with you. All right. We continue on the Buckmaster Show on 1030 The Voice, your source for trusted news talk in Tucson. We'll be right back with Comet Discover, Dr. David Levy with us.
Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Let's say you need an honest roofer. Where do you start? Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona has more than 3,200 accredited businesses ready to help and committed to doing things right. Next time you need a trusted mechanic, plumber, AC company, or florist, go to our website, bbb.org, or call us at 520-888-6161. Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona. We are here to help you find local companies you can trust.
At Sierra Tucson, we see miracles of healing every day. We are honored to be an international premier treatment center right here in Southern Arizona. Our comprehensive evidence-based programs focus on addiction recovery, mood and anxiety disorders, trauma recovery, including PTSD, pain recovery, and co-occurring disorders. Learn more at sierratucson.com. Or call us at 800-842-4487. We work with most insurance payers.
Buckmaster Show listeners know about my love of travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. I know you value your time and money, so it makes sense to fly Tucson with nearly 60 daily nonstop flights to major hub airports. If you're flying to another airport to take a nonstop flight, you're still making a connection and spending 4 hours on the road traveling to that other airport. That's why I fly Tucson and encourage you to do the same. The Regional Transportation Authority's 20-year transportation plan is funded through June 2026 by a special taxing district, which is a state-established political subdivision within Pima County. The RTA plan and half-cent excise tax were voter-approved in May 2006, and the tax is collected within the district. More about RTA Citizens Advisory Committee's efforts to develop an RTA continuation plan at rtamobility.com.
This is Moa Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing.
And this is Bill Buckmaster. For several decades now, Moe has been my go-to expert for all my framing needs and bathroom mirrors. I trust Moe for service, professionalism, and top-of-the-line quality.
Thanks, Bill. Give us a call at 795-8226 and stop by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing on the southwest corner of Fort Lowell and Dodge, right next to Copenhagen, and on the web at moesgallery.com.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show, presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Just a three-hour drive to a beautiful area of the southwestern portion of the Land of Enchantment. Visit southwestnewmexico.org. There you'll find a listing of all the great places to stay and so many recreation opportunities in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. Additional support comes from Green Things, 3384 East River Road by the Rito River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. Go to greenthingsaz.com to learn all about their 13-acre site, which is now home to Zocalo and all that great merchandise, much of it handcrafted from Mexico, Latin America, and Europe. Let's welcome Dr. David Levy, the Buckmaster Show contributor on science, the former science editor of Parade Magazine. He's head of and founder of the Sharing the Sky Science Education Organization. He is one of the most successful comet discoverers in history, discovering 23 comets. David Levy, how are you, sir?
Hello, Bill. It's good to hear your voice again. How's your summer going?
Summer's going very well, and it's the rain has been spotty. We had a good rain on Saturday, but overall, this week kind of feels like post-monsoon, almost like a feel of September out there.
Oh, I know, but it's hotter than September is going to be.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
How did it go back in upstate New York at the annual astronomy retreat, the David Levy Astronomy Retreat?
Well, Bill, we've had practically the most successful one we've ever had.
Really?
We had four perfect nights out of six, and we did very, very well. It was a beautiful, beautiful session. I think I did 20 hours of searching for comets while I was there, and I really did enjoy myself. And I'm looking forward to the next one, which is next year. In the meantime, we're going to have a star party here in Arizona, October the 24th to the 27th. It'll be at the Karstner Cavern State Park.
Ooh.
And anybody who's interested in coming should get in touch with Explore Scientific. They're the ones that are handling the arrangements for it.
Explore Scientific. So
yes.
Just Google them and go from there.
Yes. I would recommend that if you're interested in a nice dark sky star party at Karstner Cavern State Park.
Was there a meteor shower while you were in upstate New York?
Well, there were two that we saw while we were there. One of them was the Delta Aquarids, which dumped about quite a few meteors that I was able to see while during the nights. And then the beginning of the Perseid meteors started there, and about half of the meteors that I saw during the retreat this year were early Perseids. Of course, tonight is the maximum of that shower. It's going to be interfered with by the almost full moon, but we should still see a few. I saw a few last night.
What is the start time tonight for the shower?
I would say about 8 o'clock.
And even with the full moon, there's a shot.
Because I was able to see a couple last night, even with despite the moon. Didn't get to photograph any, but I was out there, and I think I saw about 5 or 6 meteors during the time I was out.
One of the most common questions that Dr. David Levy gets, and I know people that run into you all the time, they ask, what's the best telescope in the world?
The best telescope in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I should answer that. I might be like...
giving away a trade secret
or
something.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't be giving away a trade secret, Bill. Mm. But it would be like Mueller. You know, yes, no. Anyway, no, I'm not going to be the Mueller report.
No.
I said I will answer your question.
Mm-hmm.
The best telescope, and I do get that question a lot, the best telescope is the first telescope you've ever looked through.
Oh,
for me, it is a 3.5-inch Skyscope. It's a reflector, which I first looked through on September the 1st, 1960.
Oh, boy.
And I saw Jupiter and his 4 bright moons, and I've never forgotten it. And that's what I think is the most important telescope each of us will ever have.
It's time now for the Dr. David Levy quote of the month here on the Buckmaster Show.
Well, I'm going to take it from the subtitle of my autobiography, which is out now, and The Road Not Taken. It's a poem by Robert Frost, and the quote goes like this. I shall be saying this with a sigh, somewhere ages and ages hence. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference.
Where can folks get a hold of the autobiography? Who is selling it here in town?
In Tucson, it's being sold by Star Arizona on Oracle Road, and you can get a copy there. And I'm going to be having a book signing with the local astronomy club in October, and probably one at Star Arizona right around Christmas time. But that's where you can get the books now.
How has the reception of the book been?
It's been pretty good. It's been pretty good, and people have given me a lot of compliments about it. There are a few typos in it from here and there, but I guess you'd find that in any book. But I'm pretty happy with it, and it's a book that I've worked on for almost 10 years.
You know, I read a review from somebody that does reviews of books and said it's impossible these days to read a book that does not have some kind of typo, so don't feel too bad.
No, I won't feel too bad.
Yeah, David,
I had the honor of finding one on the back cover, so...
Uh-oh. tell me, we talked about that best telescope in the world. Entry-level telescopes, I know you get that a lot, and I know the people at Star Arizona would appreciate a little bit of a plug about entry-level scopes.
Well, I think that a telescope with a mirror diameter or a lens diameter of 3 to 4 inches would be a good thing for a beginner, and the prices are as low as they've ever been, and very... I don't think you need a large telescope to start with, and you certainly don't need a telescope with electronics to start with. Just one with optics and an eyepiece, something you can look through and study the moon and the planets, and that'll get you started. That's what got me started, and that's what I would recommend.
Just a few seconds left with David Levy. What about the night sky, the fall constellations starting to appear, or are we still...
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, the Perseid meteors are coming from Perseus, which is a fall constellation. That's well up now in the mid-evening of the summer sky. And actually, if you wait until early morning, just before dawn, you get Orion starting to come up, which is a winter constellation.
Well, you're kidding. I think of Orion. I think of Christmas and New Year's.
Yeah, that's starting to come up in the early morning, just before dawn.
Wow. All right. Good.
And then you'll also get the square of Pegasus and Andromeda, which are fall constellations, prominent in the sky around midnight right now.
All right, Dr. David Levy, we always enjoy your conversations. I think we're all set. We got you on the schedule for next month, September.
Well, thank you, Bill.
Thanks, David.
And take care.
Bye-bye. David Levy with us here on The Buckmaster Show. Coming up, Around the Table with Jennifer English. That show is coming up next here on 1030, The Voice, your source here in Southern Arizona for trusted news talk. I'm Bill Buckmaster, along with my friend, John Couch, who has been engineering and producing. Good to see John and his smiling face as we launch into a new week here on 1030. Have a great afternoon.